What differentiates us from the Goyim? And what happens to a typical Goy after he dies? Anonymous in Brooklyn, New York. The Chachamim say that Tzadikei and Chassidei Umos HaOlam have a share in the world to come. If a Goy keeps his seven mitzvahs the proper way, then he gets rewarded and he'll have a share in the world to come. However, non-Jews are responsible to be moral, keep their seven mitzvahs, believe in God, keep the mitzvahs because God commanded them in the Torah to keep them, and they'll get a share in the world to come. However, a Jew has to be holy because we have the potential of holiness because our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and our imahos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, created for us spiritual genetics, that we have a holy soul, and that there's a portion of our soul that can never be contaminated. And therefore, we have the mission in this world to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, an empire of priests and a holy nation. We are God's representatives to the world, and we live a holy life. And therefore, we were given an abundance of Torah and mitzvahs in order to enable us to benefit the result of them, which elevates the holiness of our soul, so we can get a share in the world to come on a much, much higher level than what any non-Jew can. So non-Jews basically are supposed to work and create the infrastructure of the physical world so the Jewish people can infuse it with holiness. They get a certain basic level of the world to come if they keep their seven mitzvahs and remain moral in this world. And a Jew, on the other hand, has been chosen for a much higher mission, to be God's representatives in the world, to be the ones that effect all the spiritual effects that have an effect on the world and what goes on in the world. We are the ones who initiate God's will in the world, and we're the ones who observe the full Torah and infuse holiness into the world, and we have that holy soul which no other nation has.